I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We have a new Minneapolis City Council sworn in, freshly sworn in yesterday. Joining us now is Blois Olson with the Morning Take. Blois, what does this say about the city, this makeup of this city council?
Good morning, Vanita. You know, the council really kind of did a couple different things. It elected a few more very liberal members who affiliate with the Democratic Socialist Party, and it elected a couple more moderate candidates. Now, I think that on balance, the more moderate candidates pull the council a little towards the middle compared to the previous council. And you can start to see that in the election of Andrea Jenkins as the council president. She would be kind of in the middle on the spectrum when it comes to the Minneapolis City Council. All of the council members being, you know, either Democrats or Democratic Socialists. And then I think the real telling factor is Lene Palmisano being elected vice president of the council. Palmisano is solidly a moderate on the council. She's been with Lisa Goodman, very much, you know, the most moderate, the most concerned about key issues like crime, pro-development, those kinds of things. So I think that's how it sets up. And then you're starting to see kind of how the new mayor's structure is working, too, because the mayor just has more power. And so there's just, he doesn't have to get council input or sign off. And you're going to start to see that thing, those kind of changes in things like public works, roads projects, things like that.
We already have a council member who's busy this morning, who was supposed to, you tweeted this out last night, that this council member is already at a housing encampment this morning.
Yeah, new council member Robin Wansley Warblaugh emailed her colleagues yesterday and the mayor saying that she knew that the city was planning on taking down an encampment on the near north side. And as part of that, she wanted to protest that. She wanted to push back against that and stand, quote, in solidarity with the encampment residents. Now, we know encampments have been an ongoing issue, but this just starts to show that the activist tendencies of one new council member that says, even if this is the city policy, I'm opposed and I'm going to protest it. And by sending it to all her colleagues, she started to signal that, you know, she's not necessarily going to accept some of the decisions of the city, even as an elected official. So I think stay tuned. I think that's kind of one of those emerging stories today.
Okay. And you, I follow you very closely on Twitter. You always have some interesting things out there. Yesterday, there was a big discussion with mayors and law enforcement about crime and public safety. Was this something that everyone was invited to? I know you had some concerns. Were media invited? Are they being transparent with what they're talking about?
Yeah, it looks like the Star Tribune was there. I knew about the meeting, but I didn't know the size of the meeting when somebody told me it was happening. So you had the Regional Council of Mayors and then most of their police chiefs being addressed by John Choi, Mike Freeman, Jacob Fry about crime. And so it was a major discussion. It was in Eden Prairie. And it appears there was some tension. Mike Freeman yesterday came out with kind of a new plan to address crime. He says we can't incarcerate everybody. There was some pushback about the repeat offenders, especially juveniles committing some of these violent crimes, most notably carjackings. And so we'll see more if any policy changes or things like that come out of the meeting. But the Regional Council of Mayors really, you know, takes into account all these, you know, suburban communities and what they have in common. And so they are trying to coordinate, but it's challenging when they each have, you know, a fairly small police department. These crimes are different. And like other police departments, they're, you know, they have staffing problems. They have a pandemic and things like that. So I think stay tuned on that one and see just if there's anything specific that comes out of that meeting.
It is 6:25. We're talking to political analyst Blois Olson. This next topic is a little bit alarming to me. It was picking up steam on Twitter with David Brower. The fact that there are people in Minneapolis thinking of spending a considerable amount of money on unarmed security patrols?
Yes. I've actually heard about this quite a bit in the last year to year and a half, but it's gotten much more serious. So neighborhoods in Minneapolis are having discussions about hiring their own patrols, their own security, armed and or unarmed. Brower yesterday tweeted about a letter to the East Harriet neighborhood. I know that it's a conversation in Kenwood and in other places. But Vanita, you know, I talked to one Minneapolis resident last few weeks who said, you know, I feel like I don't get anything for my considerable tax payment. The schools, I can't, my kids can't attend to the schools. My streets aren't plowed, and my streets aren't safe. And so I think safety is still the number one concern, obviously, in some of these neighborhoods. And they recognize that the police department doesn't have the manpower or woman power to, you know, respond to all of these calls. And so they're looking at alternative solutions. And I should note that this is common in other cities. It's just very new to Minnesota.
I suppose. Very alarming when you hear it for the first time, for sure. Thank you, Blois Olson. Where can we find Morning Take?
Just sign up at fluence-newsletters.com, and we'll have a couple new candidates announcing in today's newsletter if people want to sign up before 7 a.m.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Blois. Have a great day.
You too, Vanina.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.